Welcome to Failed It. Okay, Failed It fam. I am so excited to have today's guest on this mini-sode. He is an Improve It facilitator, a hilarious human being, EJ Cameron. Welcome to Failed It.
Glad to be here. I'll add some air horns. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Thank you. We needed that. Okay. First of all, you and I were just talking before we hit record, and I just, A, love you as a human. B, so happy to talk to you today because it brings me so much joy. You're literally one of those people who lights up a room every time you walk in. So I know the Failed It fam is going to feel that today. You're in for a special treat. So I want you to start off just really quick. Tell the Failed It fam how you started as Improve It facilitator. Just give them the really quick high-level overview of how you came to be.
All right. My goodness, I was doing improv in Chicago for a couple of years. I was working as a recess and lunch monitor for Chicago Public Schools. And I can't remember who exactly reached out to me. I want to say Catherine Savage reached out, told me about this opportunity. I met you, met Christy, was locked in from there, felt like family. And that's how I started. And I think it's been over 5 years now.
It has. And every time we get to play together or do a workshop, that's true for everyone on the team. But you and I have had some fun memories just like doing some fun workshops and driving places, getting lost because I was the driver. Hearing your voice makes me so happy. And Failed It fam, he is hilarious. So if you haven't seen him perform, you can see him perform in Chicago at the Second City. He is on the ETC stage. And we were just chatting before the show. They're going to be ramping up again coming up in the summer. So he is my friend and one of the funniest people I know. So we're so excited to have you here. I want you to tell us, what drew you to improv? Why did you choose improv as your life's work?
Oh my goodness, Aaron, improv, choose me. Look at me already. Started. It chewed me up and it chews me every day. No. Improv chose me. Why did I choose? I don't even think I truly chose it. I went to performing arts high school and I can still tell you exactly my first improv I ever did. And it was an instant love from there. And ever since then, any form of improv I wanted in. So yeah, just the fact that I can make it my life's work, and I say work in quotes, is magic.
Mm, and that's true. You are working. You are doing this as your life's work. And I can't wait to see where you go next. The sky is the limit for you. You are so talented. Okay, now let's talk Improve It workshops really quick, because they're a bit different than performing on stage, which you do both so well. You're welcome. Okay, take that in. If you were to describe an Improve It workshop in three words, what would those three words be?
Oh my goodness, fun. And that's in all caps and an exclamation point. Fun, energizing, and transformative.
Isn't that the best when people walk in? We always can feel an energy. People are a little nervous and timid. Mm-hmm. And then when they walk out, it's so different.
I love finding the person that feels like they don't want to, they're like, oh, I don't really want to do this. And then seeing them at the end of a workshop or a laugh break and just seeing how they've just opened up, they're laughing with people. And you're like, oh, that's Bill from accounting that everybody said to look out for. He's so much fun.
There's always a bill. And
there's always a bill.
We can always change bills. We can always do it through the power of this work. So let me ask you this. Knowing the work that we've been doing through this pandemic, online, you've been, you know, such a huge part of our laugh breaks, which we've created. But if you could say two things or two challenges that you've seen sort of over and over again from leaders in the companies that we work with, what would you say those two challenges are?
I would say, one, I've seen leaders that have a hard time letting go. And it's just one of those things of they know that they're in control of everything, but sometimes you don't have to be. You have a team of people with you that's there to help you and to facilitate. So it's okay to fall back and let somebody take over. That's, I think those are the qualities of a good leader. Just being able to step back, understand that everything is taken care of while still, you know, being there, you know?
Yes. Yes.
But on the flip side, I think a positive, because I'm one of those weird sandwich guys, I'm noticing that that more current leaders, I would say the younger group, maybe the millennial leaders, we're more interested in like opening up with people and having more connection and having fun at work. I've gone to offices with you, and offices aren't offices like they used to be. I don't see cubicles and the fluorescent lights. Right. You might see an exercise ball and a ficus. And it's just a different energy. They're bringing like a relaxing energy.
Yes. And I think we're going to see so much more of that, because if anything, what I've also noticed, to piggyback off what you said, is just people have really allowed people to bring who they really are to work during these times. And we have noticed that. And we also noticed at the beginning of this pandemic, when theater shut down, when our workshops and travel shut down, we had to pivot quickly, and we had to think, okay, what can we bring to this? And it was laughter, levity, positivity, which you are just all, if I were to say who is EJ Cameron, those are the three words, okay? All of those things. But what would you say if you were to talk to a leader here on the Field of Family, on the Field of Podcast with our Field of Family? What would you say are three ways that leaders can create connection with their teams through laughter? And I know we've got our own jam. You can definitely allude to that, but three ways they can provide laughter to create connection with their team and why it's so important.
Oh, great. I think laughter is important just to connect with people on many levels. For me, there's the physical. If you are comfortable and you all have that relationship and it is okay, if I'm laughing with a really close friend or a really close coworker, we might high five each other or grab a shoulder and laugh. And sometimes that's just what you needed to get the day right, just to make you feel better. Mm-hmm. Another way with laughing and laughter and connecting, I find that you get a good understanding of people or of a type of person with whatever they laugh at. So we do laugh breaks, and we might come in and be big and high energy, and we're like, yeah, we're having fun and everybody's laughing, but Bill from accounting is not really laughing. Bill's not enjoying it. But then when you make a dry joke or a pun and Bill is laughing, uh-oh, I have learned that Bill loves puns and dad jokes. That's all he needed. And we're off from there, and you can set them up just to look good. Another way, we're talking about laugh breaks, I know, but you get everybody in the sense of community.
Yeah.
We're all in this boat. We're all in this room together. We've come in 8 a.m., high energy, the two of us doing cartwheels. And we allow it so everybody can laugh. And you've seen it doing shows. Once a few people start laughing, it's given everybody the okay to laugh. Oh, yes. My goodness, we are together. I can laugh as well. I don't feel isolated. You're laughing. I'm laughing. Now I'm more likely to talk or pitch in or to give my two cents because I feel comfortable and open. It gets that defense down.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. I just can think of so many times that you have exactly what you just mentioned. When we've seen a Bill and literally you can watch their face either in person or on camera, just turn around. And once you hook Bill, Bill's like, okay, I'm with you the rest of this journey. And that's how it is for the team. I think when people start to see that one person laugh, especially if a leader laughs first, they're like, yes. I can let go. This is time for me to learn, but laugh through the learning. And I will say too, watching you, because you do it so gracefully, you allow other people, and this is why I wanted you for this mini-sode, is because you really have this aura about you that is like, I am here, I'm going to read the room, and I'm going to allow you to feel good in my presence. And once you feel good, I think that's when people are saying, okay, I can let this guard down that I carry. Like, Bill can be himself.
Yeah, Bill can be Bill.
Bill can be Bill. Bill, be Bill. Okay. Hashtag be Bill.
Bill can be William.
And see, what you can do whatever you want, Bill. Bill, if you're listening, just do you. Okay, Bill, do you. But what I want to walk away with today, shout out to Bill, is just to know that it's okay to laugh at work. And that laughing at work is actually super productive because it creates that connectivity, that connection. And you just do this as a human being. And I think it's so important for leaders to remind themselves that it does not have to be so serious all the time. And let me ask you this question. Do you think one of the things that is great about improv as a teaching tool is just the ability to break down those barriers and allow people to be themselves?
Absolutely. This is why we do it. People are watching you make something up, so they don't know what's about to happen. And just the fact that you can still bring joy and laughter to just anything out of thin air, and then it can still be tied into your work life and just not even just work, just being as a person, just betterment and just moving you forward. I think that's great. And also to piggyback from what you said earlier, we love seeing a silly leader.
Yeah.
When you see a silly leader, that makes everybody just know, oh, this is okay and this is cool. We're going to have fun.
Exactly. And I think too, it's okay to be serious when it's time to be serious, but people who allow themselves to truly be themselves at work, leaders who allow people to do that, people gravitate to those people, right? Mm-hmm. That they're like magnets, and people, as we know, they don't leave jobs. They leave leaders. So
that's right.
Failed at fam. If you are listening today, just remember to enjoy your day today and bring that joy to your team, because this makes me so happy to talk to this guy. So I want to ask you this. It wouldn't be the Failed At podcast if I didn't ask you, what did you fail at today?
Oh my goodness. So many things. First, I'm staring at a pile of clean laundry that's just sitting there looking back at me. But mainly my big failure today, I have this alarm that I set every morning in all caps that says, go work out now. And you know, I failed at that today.
And that's okay.
That's okay. I had a check-in. I worked out yesterday. My body hurts from that. And I said, I'm going to take it easy. And that's okay. It's a good failure.
There it is. It's a gift, because you know what? You did some self-care. You said, I need a moment. And there, mm-hmm. even if that alarm didn't go off, you sent another alarm to your brain saying, I'm taking care of you. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You get it.
I get it. Okay. Well, EJ, where can people, if they want to know more about you, where can they go to learn more about EJ Cameron?
Oh my goodness. Wikipedia. Please don't Wikipedia me and don't make any entries about me if it exists. You can find me on Twitter, EJ_Cam19, or on Instagram. Oh my goodness. It's a long name, but it's 4 E's with a Z, 2 E's, J, 3 E's, ZUS19 on Instagram. It's I got it from a Wu-Tang rap name creator. And
yes,
here I am.
We'll link it. We'll link it in the show notes so that people can just click on through. Oh my gosh. You bring so much joy to me and to everybody who is in part of your life. Thank you for joining us today, EJ Cameron.
Oh, thank you so much. And the pleasure was all mine. I told you this earlier, I'm just following you and your energy, because you're the best.
Stop it. Keep going. No, I am the luckiest person, because this is who I surround myself with, Failed At Fam. And just know, I mean, he is truly an amazing, talented person. And this will not be the last time you hear this name. So just get ready, because world, he's coming. All right. So
thank you.
Big hugs. Thank you so much. And to the Failed At Fam, fail yeah. Hey friends, thanks for tuning into Failed It. I am so happy you were along for the ride. If you enjoyed this show, please head on over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.
New episodes drop every Wednesday. Now, if you're really feeling today's show, please take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram at KeepingItRealDeal and share it to your stories so we can bring more people to the Failed It family. I'll see you next week, but I want to leave you with this thought. What will you fail at today, and how will that help your future successful self? Think about it. I'm so proud of you, and you are totally failing it. See you next time.